Back to Bach happens this weekend. It's the next concert of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society at Fowler Hall here at Purdue University. Joining me in the studio is Margot Marlatt. Good morning.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
You bet. This is a lovely program, a really nice side of Bach and different things. How did this program come together?
Well, be careful what you wish for, I think, is apropos in my position as executive director and artistic director at the Chamber Music Society. We had a lot of success with a concert we did in January of 2015, the Brandenburg Concerti. We performed 4 of the 6 concerti, and it was really popular. And so, as I do every year around this time, I think about what to program for the following season. So I get together with a couple people and we talk about it. And I said, well, it seemed like the Bach concert was popular. You know, do you think we should do something else? And I immediately got yes around the table. So then I thought perhaps we could center a program around one or more of his cantatas since there are so many of them. And yeah, it sort of blossomed from there.
The cantatas were great work for him. He did so much, you know, and I just can't imagine being in that parish, you know, and hearing those weekly. It's a real treat for us. And this has got to be fun to put together in sort of a chamber setting, because that's not always the case unless it's a leader recital or whatnot.
Yeah, probably from the perspective of a budgetary perspective, it's a small organization, but I really enjoyed the concerti last year with very bare bones instrumentation. Every part is covered, of course, and that's what we're doing with the cantata. All the voices are covered. We got very lucky with some vocalists that I think many local people will know, although only one of them is from our area, Shelley Johnson, who's the mezzo-soprano. She's from West Lafayette. And the other voices, Mitzi Westra is a very well-known alto, sings a lot at Second Prez in Indianapolis. The tenor has sung, I think, with Bach Chorale several times. Fritz Robertson, he teaches at Anderson University. And then the bass baritone is Mark Gilgallon, someone I don't know, but he was recommended by our harpsichordist, Tom Gerber. And Mark is a music director at North United Methodist, I believe, in Indianapolis.
Is it fun to be there, Margot, and, you know, Bach, there are so many lines, but to be part of the continuo in this cantata, to be there and to just be in that sound and all these wonderful voices?
Yeah, I guess I picked the right instrument because I really love being that bottom, carrying and following the melodies and the counter melodies as they go by and trying really to shape my part to match what's happening above. And, you know, some of my students, they'll say, oh, this Mozart symphony is so boring. Oh, can't we do something, you know, more exciting? And I look at them and say, you know, this is great stuff. You have to listen to the whole and you have to fit yourself in. And it's a wonderful exercise in listening to the piece in a very kind of holistic way.
It's Back to Bach on Sunday, April 3rd at the Fowler Hall here in West Lafayette. The program has a wonderful cantata, and it also has some chamber pieces and a concerto. As you were just talking about Thomas recommending some singers, he actually gets the spotlight in one of the most passionate pieces, I think, on the program.
Yeah, boy, John, you and I see the same in these pieces. When I spoke to Tom about the possibility, is there a harpsichord concerto that wouldn't be too, you know, difficult for you to pull together on short notice, only because it wasn't in my original idea of a program, but things, you know, morph and develop. And he immediately said, oh yeah, I can do the D minor concerto. And that didn't mean anything to me until, you know, I listened to it on YouTube and I literally burst out with, oh, fantastic. Because this is one of my favorite concertos. I sort of wore out my LP of Glenn Gould playing it on the piano. So yeah, I'm really excited. It's been great rehearsing with these people, and Tom is extremely generous in bringing something, you know, this magnitude. There's already a lot for him to play. So to then say, hey, Tom, how about a concerto? He's very good natured about it. So I'm excited. I know that I'm certainly, if you and I love it, there are plenty of other people who are going to really love this concerto. And the cantata is not one I was familiar with, but it fit the bill in terms of instrumentation and voices. But it's lovely. And sort of miniature in scope.
Yeah, it's just a delightful program. I know musicians love to listen to Bach, to play Bach, talk Bach. So this is going to be a real treat, I think. Tell us a little bit about this intimate space. This is kind of nice that you're going to be in Fowler playing Bach.
Yeah, I have been very happy with our move to Fowler Hall. It is a nice space. It's not too big. I think it's a very nice size. I think it might seat a little over 200, which for us, you know, if we have half of those seats filled, it looks really nice. And it's, you know, you're not sitting too far away. It's a very nice space. And the staff at the Hall of Music have been really great. And they're always helpful. And yeah, I think most people have been happy with the move.
Well, I know we celebrated the birthday of Bach here just recently, and I know the next concert's got some great romance, all this great chamber music from Schumann and Mendelssohn. So it's kind of nice to focus on the Baroque, and then you have this sort of big finale with all this wonderful string chamber music coming up.
That's what it felt like. I thought that was an appropriate final concert.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and we'll have to have you back to talk about this big finale next month.
Thanks, John.